But what happened to the Nautilus? Did it withstand the Maelstrom's clutches? Is Captain Nemo alive? Is he still under the ocean, pursuing his frightful program of revenge, or did he stop after that latest mass execution? Will the waves some day deliver the manuscript that contains his full life story? Will I finally learn the man's name? Will the nationality of the stricken warship tell us the nationality of Captain Nemo? I hope so. I likewise hope that his powerful submersible has defeated the sea inside its most dreadful whirlpool, that the Nautilus has survived where so many ships have perished. If this is the case, and Captain Nemo still inhabits the ocean, his adopted country, may the hate be appeased in that fierce heart. May the contemplation of so many wonders extinguish the spirit of vengeance in him. May the executioner pass away, and the scientist continue his peaceful exploration of the seas. If his destiny is strange, it's also sublime. Haven't I encompassed it myself? Didn't I lead 10 months of this otherworldly existence? Thus to that question asked 6,000 years ago in the book of Ecclesiastes, who can fathom the soundless depths? Two men out of all humanity have now earned the right to reply, Captain Nemo and I.